The world-renowned Bocament Bay Resort on the southwestern coast of St. Vincent was the venue for the 25th Caribbean Community CARICOM Intercessional Summit, which ended late Tuesday night. High on the agenda was the need for CARICOM to develop its information and communication technology, ICT. Regional leaders say they believe ICT can provide a significant spark in revitalizing the economies of the 15-member grouping. Grenada's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, who has lead responsibility for ICT within CARICOM, said he was pleased with the outcome of the deliberations.
I think certainly there are a number of critical issues that we were able to discuss and concluded on. In fact, I thought that there was a much more serious conclusion to this session and the major meeting we had in July. For one, we were able to give the importance to the ICT issue and concluded on a program for the way forward, which of course is so crucial for the development of the region as a whole.
But apart from the ICT sector, the regional leaders also dealt with the various other matters that formed part of the 20-point agenda. CARICOM Chairman and host Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the leaders had taken positions on matters ranging from the state of their economies to reparations for the African slave trade.
The Regional Reparations Committee, comprising of the national committees or national commissions, that regional body has prepared a draft regional strategic and operational plan. And they have put forward 10 points, what is called the Caribbean Reparatory Justice Program. And this was accepted by the heads of government as a basis for further action. Among the major elements elaborated in the plan were those related to the request for full apology from the governments of Europe involved in the transatlantic slave trade, establishment of Caribbean cultural institutions, Indigenous Peoples Development Program, technology transfer, an educational program.
The regional leaders have also issued a statement on the failure of the Guyana Parliament to approve anti-money laundering legislation. Last in November, the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force announced that it had blacklisted Guyana after the country failed to approve legislation to combat money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism. Last month, the Guyana government launched a series of town hall meetings aimed at pressuring the opposition into supporting the measure.
What we have done in Guyana is not to interfere with the democratic process within Guyana. We are just saying, you see this issue? This could affect the region in our trading and economic relationships. So guys, please sort this thing out. We are not interfering in any way. This is just CARICOM expressing a view on a matter which touches and concerns them intimately.
Prime Minister Gonzalez said the position adopted on Guyana should not be seen in the same context as what is occurring in St. Kitts and Nevis. In the Twin Island Federation, 6 of the 11 elected MPs no longer support Dr. Denzel Douglas as Prime Minister. However, the opposition has failed to get the parliament to debate a motion of no confidence against the government. The opposition has accused CARICOM of being hypocritical for making statements on political unrest in Venezuela and Ukraine while remaining silent on the matter in St. Kitts. But Gonzalez defended CARICOM's silence on the situation in St. Kitts.
In the case of St. Kitts and Nevis, it's an entirely different matter. What do we have in St. Kitts? There is political competition, intense political competition between two competing political parties or two competing political forces, one in the opposition, one in the government. What is the basis upon which we can intervene or quote unquote interfere? If there is a breakdown in law and order, we can then address that question because a serious security issue would have arisen, affecting individual rights and freedoms and affecting trading arrangements between other CARICOM nationals and people in St. Kitts and Nevis. That is not the case. What you have in St. Kitts and Nevis is the internal democratic institutions working out their problem, working out a conflict.
The implications of the recent ruling by the Trinidad-based Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, in the case involving Jamaican Shanique Myrie was discussed by the leaders during the summit. Myrie successfully sued the Barbados government after she was denied entry into the island in 2011. The Caribbean Court of Justice awarded her damages amounting to $38,000. Prime Minister of Barbados, Frandell Stewart, said that since the CCJ judgment, many issues have arisen regarding how member states would carry out the orders of the court.
The Shanique Myrie judgment highlighted the fact that after the court had awarded Shanique Myrie damages, the actual legal mechanisms for her to enforce the payment of those damages did not exist, not in the context of existing law.
But despite these problems, Prime Minister Stewart said his government remains committed to paying the damages awarded to Ms. Myrie.
The government of Barbados is committed to complying with the provisions of the judgment in the Shanique Myrie case. And as I understand it on my last inquiry, the only reason the damages have not been paid over, and I explained this to the Jamaican officials at this conference, was that there were still issues outstanding in relation to the settlement of legal costs. And usually, in these matters, practicing lawyers will tell you that when you're settling matters, you don't settle the damages and then haggle over the legal costs later. You try to settle all these matters at the same time so that when you close a file, it is closed.
CARICOM countries continue to battle with the ravages of climate change, including extreme weather events in the Windward and Leeward Islands over the past 4 months. And the regional bloc has established a task force to enhance the negotiations and preparations for upcoming international climate change meetings. Guyana's President Donald Ramata says he will use his country's relationship with Norway to help the Caribbean's position.
One of the main things that we emphasize need for CARICOM leaders to get involved in international negotiations that are taking place and to make our voices heard on this matter, because as you know, we have been the least contributors to climate change, but we have been feeling we are some of the first to feel some of the biggest effects in it, and the Christmas storms in the St. Vincent and St. Lucia and Dominica were just the latest reminder of how vulnerable our community is.
CARICOM's agenda over the next few months includes lived realities such as the state of the economy, crime and security, and climate change. But it also includes other issues such as medical marijuana and reparations for African slavery. And when leaders meet again in July in Antigua and Barbuda, they will again assess how much progress has been made on the road to regional integration. Kenton Chance, Eyewitness News, St. Vincent.